He is one of the Senate's longest-serving members, and now after a primary vote, Indiana's Richard Lugar is headed toward retirement after 36 years in office. Richard Murdoch, a Tea Party-backed candidate, defeated Lugar after depicting Lugar as much too moderate. Joining us live this morning, CBS News White House correspondent Nora O'Donnell. Nora, no real surprise for folks who are watching this race closely, but for incumbents, this has to speak volumes.
Well, this is striking fear in the heart of any moderate Republicans, whether in the House or the Senate. The Lugar's opponent was a Tea Party-backed candidate, Mr. Murdoch, and he lost by a very large margin by attacking Lugar for not just being in the Senate for too long and perhaps not living in the state of Indiana that he represents, but also for backing many of the president's policies. I mean, Senator Lugar backed the auto bailout, he backed TARP. He also voted for Justice Sotomayor and Justice Kagan, and his opponent essentially said, you know, he was too close to President Obama. So, but this was sad for a number of senators who last night said, you know, Lugar was a true gentleman, a giant in the U.S. Senate on foreign policy, and it means more partisanship in Washington.
Now, is this a trend? Are we likely to see more Tea Party success like this, or is this more aberrational?
Well, look, you saw it already with Senator Bennett in Utah in the last election, who was defeated by Senator Mike Lee, who's more conservative, also backed by the Tea Party, someone that Mr. Murdoch in Indiana says is one of his, someone he respects from Utah. So I think you're going to see this in a number of races where there are strong conservative wings of the Republican Party who think their representatives are not conservative enough. So it doesn't end with Dick Lugar.
Well, is Murdoch going to be able to win the election, or is the Democratic candidate going to prevail there?
Look, Indiana is still a strong Republican state. It's likely Murdoch would win the election. The Democrats might mount an effort there. They have a good challenger, I believe, in Joe Donnelly, former congressman. So, but Indiana, interestingly, is a state that Barack Obama won in the last election, one of those red states that actually went blue. I think it's going to be very hard for President Obama to win that state and Democrats to do well there. That's why you don't see President Obama traveling there much. He's looking more to states like Virginia and North Carolina that were traditionally Republican states that could lean blue in this next election.
So does this then foreshadow what likely is to be a continuing of this extreme politics in Washington, where not a whole lot gets done?
Look, I think that's the main point. You know, any time I talk to people, they say, why is Washington so partisan? Why can't Democrats and Republicans get together on issues to address some of the tough issues facing this country? So instead of more moderates in politics, we have now more partisans. And this is another example of it now in the Senate as well. I mean, it used to be in the Senate you had a more moderating force because you had an entire state that elects someone, as opposed to House districts. Now you have, in many Senate races, very conservative senators coming to Washington.
Mm. Nora, thanks so much. Good talking to you this morning.
Nice talking to you guys. Take care.
CBS News White House correspondent Nora O'Donnell with us.